Hello and welcome. Thank you for joining me again on my podcast. Today's episode is something that has been really challenging and has stretched me in my faith journey. I was asked a couple months ago if I could speak at this Youth for Christ conference to speak one night, tell my story, and to encourage youth leaders in their journey of leading youth. And so I shared a bit of my story and how youth leaders have impacted my life. It was recorded and captured, so that's what this episode is going to be. I'm very excited for you all to just hear a little bit about my story and to see the first step in my journey of getting out there and talking in front of people. It was really scary. I think the anticipation of getting up on stage and speaking to these people was the worst part. It was killing me throughout the day, knowing that I was going to get on stage in front of hundreds of people. It was scary. It was really scary. But as soon as I got on that stage and started speaking, I just felt an overwhelming feeling of peace and comfort, and I could just talk. It felt natural. I didn't feel stressed out while I was doing it because I'm just telling my story. So yeah, it was a really great experience of seeking discomfort and getting out there and doing something I haven't done before. So I'm excited to share that with you today. Yeah, enjoy.
Thank you for this, young man. Just thank you for what he's going to bring to us tonight. And Holy Spirit, I just pray that you'd be on his heart, you'll be on his mind, you'll be in his words. Just give him the courage and the confidence, God, to speak what he feels we need to hear. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you. As I said, accent is from everywhere. I just wanted to read from one of my favorite verses to start off. It's from Galatians chapter 6. It says, "So let's not get tired of doing what is good. At just the right time, we will reap a harvest of blessing if we don't give up." Jesus was the best leader. He connected his disciples to God and each other. He equipped his disciples and released them to do ministry. He shared truth that was new to his disciples, and he modeled discipleship to them as they were together. So they had everything that they would need to go out and share the good news all over the world. Leadership is important in all of our lives, and I want to share a bit of my story on how leadership has impacted and made me who I am today. And so I grew up in a Christian family. I have three younger brothers. I'm the eldest. It's a little bit crazy in the house. Mom is the queen. We are her protectors. And so both my parents were missionaries. So I grew up all over the world. I spent the first 9 years of my life in China. Grew up there, stayed there till I was nine, and we lived in a neighborhood with a lot of other missionary families. And so growing up in a neighborhood like that, we get to ride bikes everywhere, make all of the landlords and everybody hate the missionaries because we're messing around and breaking stuff all the time. Had a great school, went to it with all my friends in the neighborhood, and we had an absolute blast all the time. And until I was about nine, moved to Thailand, had to readjust to building friendships and say goodbye to everyone that I've ever known and completely restart. There, adjusting to school was pretty easy because a couple other missionary families were there as well. And so, still continuing to destroy the neighborhoods and build tree houses everywhere and ride bikes everywhere. And so, there I got really into basketball. And that became a big hobby. I was doing all the tournaments at the schools and having a lot of fun times, just playing basketball, hanging out with friends. And got really comfortable, and it became my new home. And I remember this one story of just me and my two friends. They're called Nathan and David. And I was talking to them about what it's going to be like when we all grow up together. We'll get to grade 12, we called it, which was the last year, which is what I am in currently. And I was dreaming about what it would be like to graduate and how cool it would be to live life with those two, my two best friends at the time. So growing up, we wanted to be like the older kids and very excited about that. And I built a family and a life there. And then my mom was in America doing some work, and she got really sick. And so she had to fly to England because of the healthcare to get a little bit better, because coming back home to Thailand probably wouldn't be able to help at all. So England was the best shot. And so we have a lot of families here. Both my parents were born and raised here and lived here their entire life. So she stayed with family and everything. And then as she was getting better, we resulted in moving to England. So that would mean having to say goodbye to Nathan and David and goodbye to this life that I created for myself after having moved from China to Thailand. So all of that happening over again. So at 13, I had to uproot my entire life again for the second time, say goodbye to all of those friends I'd dream of growing up together, move across into a world that seemed like a completely different world. Everything was very different to what I knew. Moving that far away, the whole culture and people act very differently. And so adjusting to new schools and a whole new environment was very difficult at 13, having everything that you know disappear quite drastically. And so this time we didn't live in a neighborhood, and we didn't have missionary families living nearby to wreck the neighborhood. No more tree houses building. And so it destroyed my confidence. It felt like I had to hide myself from creating new friends because of the fear of losing them again. I didn't want that to happen again. And so it was a really difficult time in my life trying to sort all of that out at 13. I was stuck, angry, and a bit frustrated with God, because he'd been a part of my family, like growing up, living in that family of that being both my parents' jobs to follow him. And so asking questions like, why would this happen to me? Why did I have to leave and say goodbye to everybody? I remember having nights where I would just really miss my friends, because friendship is something really valuable to me. And so it was really difficult, very, very difficult. So in that crazy story, God constructed my character. He allowed my skills to grow from that. I started to develop my passion for a camera, for the creativeness in cinematography and the photography, and being able to capture and create a whole world in something beautiful like a photo, to capture a moment in time, because I loved looking back at photos to see and remember memories of building those tree houses and having a great time with all my good friends. And so photography became a thing that I picked up and started to really enjoy. And then I started coming here to Life Central's youth group, and I spent time with the youth leaders and trying to get to know more people. I ended up meeting some friends here who have similar stories of traveling the world. Two of my best friends here have lived in Asia, and so we bonded over similar stories. And so I love hanging out with those guys now. And this church really gave me a place to rebuild my home again, to try and build those relationships I was scared of building. And so the youth leader, Harvey, here, he is very talented at basketball. And so that inner passion and hobby for basketball that I built in Thailand, he invited me to go out and play with him sometimes. And he became that person that would help me express myself and just talk over what was going inside my head without having to do it to my parents, and just being able to bond over some similar hobbies and being able to go out and spend time with him. I started making more friends and my confidence started to build. And I got to know more youth leaders personally, and they all encouraged me in my journey of faith and lead me to be better than I could have ever expected. Life Central Church gave me that home I was always looking for. My youth leaders were able to see things in me and the gifts God has given me and provided me and so many others with opportunities to grow our gifts. Last year, I started a podcast, just talking over topics and things I was learning as I was going on this journey of faith to discover what it's like to have a one-on-one relationship with God. And I started to realize why I'd moved over the world so many times and started to see how God was making me strong and value those relationships that I'm building. And so I started building a great home here. And because of that podcast of just talking over and allowing my introverted brain just to speak on cool topics I was discovering from reading my Bible and just hearing messages here at church and at the youth group, it gave me a space to talk and let that out. And my youth leaders, they highlighted it. They were telling everyone about it. They were so encouraging. And it made me realize why God did these things to me, to highlight how going through difficult times we can, going through difficult times, God can show us what we truly value and how we get out of that. We can see how God placed everything in our lives to come together. And my youth leaders started trying to get me to speak more at youth because they were listening to my podcast, hearing what I was talking about. And so one of the weekender trips that we went on, Harvey got me to lead a little talk show that we had during before worship, where I would sit down and interview another person in my youth group and just ask them how their faith journey is going, what it's like to follow Jesus, and that built more and more confidence in talking to people and just expressing my passion to figure out how people think and how God is changing their lives, because God really changed my life. And I think every story that we individually have, God has done something unique in all of that so that we can share our stories to impact others through what he's driven us through. In a story, you can't just have highs. There has to be difficult moments for you to realize what you truly value. And God highlights that in our lives so that we may share that to others who may be going through similar things, because we're never alone. And after that weekend, Limitless, this last year, he got me to get on stage to be interviewed about my podcast, to be asked what it's like to share your faith online. And that was an incredible experience of getting in front of stage with many, many people, like I'm doing today. And so it really stretched me and made me realize what I'm capable of and realized how God has been shaping things in my life to be able to build up to these moments. If you asked me 3 years ago that I'd be doing this right now, I would never believe myself in a bajillion years. And just because of how these leaders have seen my gifts to be able to then ask me to do these crazy things, it's incredible. And the way that leaders lead is by pushing and kicking their students into something really difficult. I've learned so much in all that I'm doing, and my youth group here has been so impactful to my story, and it's been amazing. The leaders in my life have reflected Jesus. They have connected me to God. They have equipped me and released me to do ministry. And they have shared the truth that is new to me, and they have modeled discipleship to me so that I can do everything, or so that I can have everything I need to go out to the world to share the good news. So I'm going back to Galatians chapter 6, verse 9. So let's not get tired of doing what is good. At just the right time, we will reap a harvest of blessing if we don't give up. Thank you very much.
Great job, dude. Can we pray for you again? Because we like prayer. And it'd be great if you guys could just reach out your hands.
Yeah.
It's just been amazing to hear your story. Mm. And 17. It's amazing. Just thank you for inviting us into that place. And God, we thank you for this guy standing before us. Thank you for his courage to share his journey, his challenges, his struggles.
Yeah.
And to share how you have been a part of that through the people.
Yes, Jesus.
In this church. God, thank you for the inspiration that he is. Thank you for his family. We bless them. And we just pray that as he's worked out his challenges in his journey, through this church, God, I just pray that you would grow him into a person that invites other people onto that journey. That he can be a hand reaching out from this church to his friends. That those challenges that they have had and been on that might be totally different to being a missionary child. But God, that He knows who you are. He knows that you can meet not only his needs, but his friends. And I just pray that he would, like his parents, be a missionary to his friends, that he can be an evangelist, that he can be a rock to those that he connects with, and he can have that quiet, calm, steely courage, God, to stand for you. In Jesus' name, amen.
There we go. That's my talk and a little bit about my story. It was really difficult to plan it, and I was worried. Well, it wasn't difficult to plan. I just figuring out how to tell it in a way that was interesting. I worked a lot on, and like I said earlier, the anticipation of getting up on stage was hard, but as soon as I got up there, it was super easy, and just the comfort of knowing that God has got you, and that even if I make a mistake, the people here want to hear from me and don't care if I make a mistake. I'm young, and that's gonna happen. Just knowing that the little things God was, or the devil was, putting in my head to scare me, to show me that I can't do it, putting my faith in God and showing that, or trusting in God to let him take control, and if whatever happens, it's okay because I have God on my side. And that was something that was really life-changing, and I'm glad I could share it with you today. I just want to let you know that you are all amazing, and you can do something like this. Just put your faith and trust in God, and you can do anything. Thanks for being with me today. I really hope you have a great day, and I hope I see you again soon. Thanks for listening, and I'll see ya.